I met him once down in Atlanta. I was doing an event, and we were supposed to have Rod Stewart. And he canceled on us the day of the event. And they called around, and Glenn Frey was on his way to another concert, but it was the next day. And so he said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And he showed up. And he didn't just show up. He actually came to our reception ahead of the concert and walked around and talked to people. And not just like, hi, how you doing? But actually stood and talked to all the people, which Rod Stewart never did when we had him before. And that's really unusual. The other person I saw doing that was James Taylor. He came, and when people were setting up the banquet tables, he would go around and talk to everybody. Because he got who we really are. You know, they understood, you know, I'm not like the talent and you're these people. It's like we're all the same people. We're all connected. We're all kindred souls. There's a quote which I read. I remember at the focal point I read this from, it's a poem by Hafiz that said, the small man builds cages for everyone he knows, while the sage who has to duck his head when the moon is low keeps dropping keys all night long for the beautiful, rowdy prisoners. And when I said that at the focal point, everyone goes, yeah, that's us. And it's like, well, why do we feel like we're prisoners? What's that about? You know, what is that? And it always harkens me back to one of the great sages of our time, Andy Taylor, Sheriff Andy Taylor of Mayberry. Remember him? And you remember Otis? Otis the drunk? And remember Barney? Barney would get so frustrated with Otis because he wanted Otis to be different than who he really was. And he wanted to keep him locked up forever and just like make him change and just put him down constantly. But Andy wasn't that way. Andy would watch him stumbling into the courthouse and into the jail cell. He would just put himself in there. And then he'd reach back and close the door. And then he'd reach over, get the keys, and lock it. And hang it back up. And then when he was sober and he was ready to go, he'd reach out, get the keys. Now he'd go and he'd be fine now. But the next day, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, it was like Andy got that he was the one walking himself into the jail cell, and he was the only one who could walk himself out of it. But he just had to give him the freedom to do his life and be on his journey the way he wanted to be on his journey. And that if he was going to change, it was going to have to be an internal thing. That he couldn't make him do it. Poor Barney was so frustrated, but he could not get this person to change. And we've been there before, too. Until we realize we can't change somebody else, and somebody else can't change us. Not when they try. But what we can do is recognize the sage within us and within everybody. And we can recognize that we can drop keys for others. We can leave them where they're accessible, where they can choose to reach for it themselves and become empowered because they did it versus we did it for them. Because if we let them out of the jail, then that means we hold the keys for them. And we don't. There's a sage within us that's always dropping keys. Every time we think we've hit the limit, that we've gone as far as we can go in our understanding of this world and this life, we get something coming up that says, go a little bit further with me on this one. Question what's going on in your life. Something has changed. I'm not happy. I'm scared. I'm freaked out. I don't like it. What is it about change you don't like? What made you think anything stayed the same? Haven't you been watching what nature's doing? Haven't you been watching what's going on? I've dropped keys all around you, everywhere. I speak into your mind when you create silence. When you understand that there's a temple within you that you can go within and talk to me, and you can say whatever you want. You can unload on me. I'm not going to break. I'm not going to judge. You are mine, and I am yours. And you can say whatever you want. You can say you're angry at me. You can say you're mad. You can say you love me. You can say, let's go take a walk together. You can do whatever you want with me, and I will always be with you. Because you and I are one. You're in a physical body. Why? Because I'm a creator. And I want to touch my creations. You and I are touching it together. You have this thing called an ego. You have a thing called personality. You have a thing called free will. That's great. That makes this interesting. That makes it unique. That makes it one of a kind. That makes me expressing as you, one of a kind. And I'm talking about this as if there are two, because that's how we talk to our personality about this. But in reality, there is only one. The one speaking and the one hearing are all the same. Meister Eckhart said, the I that you use to seek God and to find God is the same eye that's looking at you. Where do we get this concept of vision from? Of breathing from? As we walk on a path and we're looking and thinking, where is God? We're walking right on top of God. Using God to walk on top of God. Breathing in God. Growing God, evolving in God. When we recognize that God is our kindred soul, our best friend, our inseparable self, when we recognize that, life takes on a totally different meaning. We're no longer physical beings with a beginning and an end. Glenn Frey didn't go anywhere. We just heard him. Right? He changed, and he took a song, which who knows what the original meaning was about, and allows us to say, take it to the limit. Go a little bit further. See what else this song could mean. I know when I used to sit in churches, I'd say, that's really nice. I would just wish they'd go a little bit further with it. And I know that there's been people who have come here who have said, I used to go someplace, but I wanted to go a little bit further with it. And so that's why you don't write down what you're about. Because you don't want to put God in print, really. You don't want to put God in a box and say, that's it. Nor do we put ourselves in a box. Because that's not it. Even when somebody thinks the chapter is closed, it's amazing how it integrates itself somewhere else in our life. We have kindred souls in this physical plane. We have people that we meet that right away we know that we are on the same wavelength with them. And it's not through their hurt. It's not through their pain. We can connect with them in those times too. But it's when we're in joy that we truly connect. It's when all of a sudden the sun shines inside of us that we connect. It's when we don't have to hold somebody else in a cell to be happy, that we can truly be at peace. It is when we're at peace, as she said in the song, that there's room for everybody, everywhere. And whenever we want to say, this group of people over here and that group of people over there and this group of people over there, that's fear talking. That's not peace. When we can allow ourselves to be who we are and be at peace with everything that's happened in our life, which is hard. Oh, that's really hard for us, for our personality. It's hard to understand until, as Trine says, we don't see ourselves as physical beings anymore. Then everything becomes a lot easier. Then we understand that what we are is God expressing here. We're spirit, living under spiritual law, and we are something that we might use instead of God, a presence here. And a presence that goes everywhere and is everywhere. And that is why the teacher, Jesus, would say, when you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you will see a totally different world here. You'll see through it. Often I go hiking by myself, and I like to do it because I think I do have to create a place of silence. But I'll find, without even thinking about it, something saying into my mind, thanks for bringing me here. I'm really happy. I like doing this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Who is that? And then I think, yes, I'm partnering. I created all this beauty. Could we go look at it, please? I created all these unique beings. Could we enjoy them together? I did all this, but the physical aspect of me would like to get out and touch it. Imagine that, that kind of partnering, that kind of kindred soul, that kind of understanding that God moves you and you move God because you're one. But imagine that you chose to come in here for the physical experience because this is how the good gets in here. What's the point of having a body that feels things if we don't go out and feel life? What good is it to have talents and art within us if we don't express it in any form we want to do it? What good is it to have a child within if we don't let the child out? Who created all this? Ever separate from us? Is it possible? Never. Is there a more kindred soul than you could possibly have than the source of who we are? What comfort there is in that, in understanding that what we truly are cannot be moved by what happens in this world. But we can enjoy it. We can enjoy life in all of its many phases. We have no fear of death when we understand we are only life. That we continue on. Because what we are is a presence that we can't even explain with our human minds. It's very confusing. But in the silence, when we hit a wall, when we're on our knees, when we're like, I give up. As our opening song, something says, go deeper. And it calls to us to go deeper. And then we start to see the times on our knees and the painful experience as the thing that broke us open, that took us out of the cell, that made us think differently about life and about who we are. So I invite all of us to remember and to know the truth. It's right there. It's in your breath. It's in your heartbeat. It's who you are. Thank you.